Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Father God. We thank you. 607, you're on the air. May I help you? 904, 607, 1266, you're on the air. Hallelujah. Father God, we just appreciate you. We thank you today, oh God, that you always with us. You never forsake us. You never leave us. I just thank you for being on Bible Storyland today with us, Father God. I thank you for your faithfulness. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We honor you today. And Father, because we are human, we sin, oh God. So we ask you to forgive us for every way that we've sinned against you. You are the Most High God. So what? Anyway, we've sinned against each other, O God. Forgive us, Father. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within us daily, O God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father, that you are faithful to us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your mercy, O God. We cannot do without your mercy. We can't do without your love, your favor, O God. We thank you that you even give us the desires of our heart, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for boys to men and girls to ladies, O God, teaching us more of your ways, keeping us in the name of Jesus in your palm of your almighty hand, O God. And Father, we just bless you today. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that leads and guides us unto all truth. We thank you that you are truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, without truth, we have no understanding. We cannot make it without your truth, Father. And so, Father, we bless you today. We honor you. We thank you for your mighty presence, O God. Father, we thank you that we are redeemed from every curse. In the name of Jesus of the law. We break all generational curses of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction. In the name of Jesus, we command all generational spirits that have come into our life during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out. In the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words that we have spoken over our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words spoken over our lives by others, including those in authority, in the name of Jesus. We command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, witchcraft, false religion, polygamy, lust, and perversion to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out of our lives now in the name of Jesus. We command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, poverty to come out in the name of our lives, in the name of Jesus. We break the legal rights of all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that would try to operate in our lives from our ancestors In the name of Jesus, we renounce all false beliefs and philosophies inherited by ancestors. In the name of Jesus, we break all curses on our finances from any ancestors that cheated or mishandled money. In the name of Jesus, we break all curses of sickness and disease and command all inherited sicknesses to leave our bodies. Now, in the name of Jesus, through Jesus, our family is blessed. We renounce all pride inherited from our ancestors. In the name of Jesus, we break all oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by our ancestors. In the name of Jesus, we break all curses by agents of Satan spoke against our lives in the secret. In the name of Jesus, we break all written curses that would affect our lives. In the name of Jesus, we break every time release curse that would activate in our lives as we grow older. In the name of Jesus, we break every curse Balaam hired against our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, turn every curse spoken against our lives into a blessing. We break all generational rebellion that would cause us to resist the Holy Spirit. We break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in our nation, over our nation. In the name of Jesus, we break curses of death spoken against America by people from other nations. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you that you are great and greatly to be praised. And Father God, we honor you this day in the name of Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus for your precious Son, Jesus, who died for us, who arose, and who sit next to you, and who intercede on our behalf on a daily basis. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your great intercessions, O God. We cannot do without you, Lord Jesus. We honor your presence. We thank you that you are holy and that you are righteous, King. No king like you. None can compare to how great you are in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, today we lift up families all over Jacksonville, all over every city throughout the United States, O God, in the name of Jesus. We take authority over every territorial spirit in the name of Jesus, and we say you are bound in the name of Jesus. We cut you off at the root right now in the name of Jesus. Our children belong to the Most High God. Our children belong to the King of Kings. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that our children are blessed and highly favored of you. We thank you for protection and safety for our children as they go out, as they come in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you are, all glory belong to you, O God. All honor and praise to you, Father God. We praise your holy name today, O God. Lord, we thank you for life and life more abundantly, O God. And, Father, we give you all the glory, all the praise today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, this is Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. Good evening and welcome. We thank you for coming on our live broadcast today. And I want to give a hello to several children that have come on Bible Storyland and even those who may not have come on. I want to say hello to LaMaya Diamond, Deshaun, in Michigan, to Chantel Spencer, to Chantel Spencer and Chris in Florida, to Christian and Sarai in Florida, and I just appreciate. I love those children. You know, children are very dear to my heart, and they're very dear to the heart of God. And I just adore children. They are a blessing to us. Sometimes, you know, people act like children are a bother to them or a nuisance, but that's because they don't understand children. But I thank God for putting understanding in us for our children, because truly they are a gift to us. Our foundation scripture for boys to men and girls to ladies is found in 1 Corinthians 13:11, and it says, when I was a child, I talked like a child, I understood as a child, I thought like a child. But when I became a man or a woman, an adult, stop doing childish things. So each day as young people, grow, they begin to talk as they grow, and then they begin to develop on the inside and on the outside. And, you know, when children were babies, they sucked bottles, or either they were breastfed in order to grow and to stay healthy. And then they began to eat soft food, and as their teeth developed, you know, when their teeth started coming in, and a lot of them, you know, were sometimes having problems, you know, getting their teeth coming in. But when they eventually came in, they could eat meat, and they, you know, and other strong foods like broccoli, apples, and different kinds of vegetables. So, you know, that they could grow healthy. Possibly they learn how to pray. Now I lay me down to sleep. And our Father which art in heaven. So they could grow spiritually. And possibly the Bible was read to them. I know when I was a child, my daddy used to, every night, you know, he'd tell me, he said, come on, sugar, we're going to get on our knees. And we get on our knees. And the first prayer he taught me was Our Father. I'm sorry, was Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep. So I'm going to let you listen to that that prayer that my dad said taught me, that first prayer.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Your love be with me through the night and wake me with the morning light. Amen.
And you know, I said that little prayer, it was similar to that, somewhat a little different. But I said that prayer for quite a while, maybe a few years, until my daddy said to me one day, he said, well, now you're getting older, sugar, so I want you to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So he taught me that prayer. And each prayer, you know, I memorized the prayer. It became a part of my life. And to this day, I've not forgotten, Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep, or Our Father. And so when we teach our children prayers, you know, they don't forget them when they're young. They can learn them when they're very young. But when they get older, they will remember the things that you taught them. Just like, you know, our story, we've been in Proverbs for quite some time. And Solomon has been teaching his son, different things. And he's telling him, my son, you know, don't forget, remember. And he keeps telling him throughout every chapter, over and over, he keeps saying, son, don't forget, remember what your father, what your mother and I have taught you. Remember and apply those things. So, you know, as we started to grow, we already had God's image in us. He put it in us before we were born, before he birthed us into our mother's belly. So then, you know, some of us began to grow spiritually. And some children have never heard of Jesus. You know, you may have friends that, you know, you're going to school with, and they may never heard of Jesus before. But you can tell them about Jesus. You know, Jesus loves the little children. And that's a song. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. And you know what Jesus said in his word? Suffer little children. In other words, let the children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And then he laid his hands on them, and he blessed them. Now, you can read that in Matthew 19, 14, and 15. So while, you know, you were young, or we were young, you know, we knew something about Jesus, but as we grew older, you can develop a closer relationship with Jesus, a much closer as you got older. You know, as you laid aside those childish things, you began to develop a closer walk with the Lord. And even in the Bible, some children were used by God to become different things. Like Josiah, he became king at 8 years old. And David took care of the sheep, and he killed a bear, a lion, and a giant who was coming up against the people, you know, to harm and threaten God's people. So, you know, many times God uses children. God used Esther. He trained Esther when she was a child and prepared her So when she became queen, she already knew God, and she already had a relationship with God. And she could say to the people, let's fast and pray so that God can move. And also, you know, God chose Mary, a virgin. You know, she'd never been touched or had sex until after, you know, she was married to Joseph. And Jesus was born to a virgin, Mary. So she was a young teenager when she got pregnant by the Holy Spirit. So what is God training you to be and to do for him? God loves children, and he wants children to develop a closer relationship with him, and he wants to develop a closer relationship with you. So, you know, if you're listening, you can say this. This is a training. It's, you know, you can put your hand on your head and you can say, my mind is in training for what God wants me to think. You know, God cares about how we think. Now put your hand over your eyes and you can say, my eyes are in training for what God wants me to see. Put your hand over your ears. My ears are in training for what God wants me to hear. Now you can put your hand over your mouth. My mouth is in training for what God wants me to say. And then you can touch your hands. My hands are in training for what God wants me to touch. And you can put your hand on the top of your head, and you can say, my body is in training to go and do only where God wants me to go and what he wants me to do. So someone shared that with me a while back, and I really appreciate them sharing that with me. You know, sometimes, you know, we are to share things with each other, and it's a blessing to me when they shared that with me. So today I want to say a prayer for our children. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up our children in the name of Jesus again before you, Father. And Father, we are concerned because there's so many things happening to our children, O God. And we ask you, Lord God, to dispatch holy angels of protection around them, O God. We ask you, Lord, to protect them as they go to school, as they come home, wherever they may go, O God, in their homes, O God. And Father, today as we listen to the news, O God, so much violence is taking place in families. Fathers are taking out whole families. Mothers taking out whole families along with their own lives, O God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over every child in the United States, every child in the world, O God, from infancy through adolescence. And I plead the blood of Jesus over every institution, organization, and recreation that our children partake of in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we cover those who are entrusted with the care of our children outside of our home with the blood of Jesus. Father, we line up with the word of God in Proverbs 22:6 and commit to training up our children in the way that they should go in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing. We bind every spirit that is not of the Holy Spirit. We bind Satan, the angel of light, doctrine of devils, whereby the Antichrist would try to teach our children anything outside the knowledge of God. We bind up all Antichrist spirits in the land, seducing spirits, lust of the flesh, lust of the world, lust of the things of this world. We bind perversion, pornography, premarital sex, rape, incest, murder, suicide, and death. We bind witchcraft, mind control, and Satanism. We bind gangs and occultism. We bind obsession, possession, oppression, depression, suppression, and regression. We bind the spirit of fear and stress in the name of Jesus. We bind peer pressure from our children in the name of Jesus, the transfer of evil spirits through games, cartoons, movies, TV, music, and ungodly association in the name of Jesus. We break all curses that have been spoken over our children through negative confession. We bind up all magic trances, hexes, vexes, and all spirits that have come to woo, lure, and seduce our children into darkness. Father, we repent before you on behalf of our children for all sins, and we renounce sin and every evil spirit that tries to enter in within it, to enter in with it. All bedeviling spirits are manifested in every child's life. Father, let us be reminded of your word in Matthew 19:14 again that says, let the children come unto you and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven, in the name of Jesus. And let our children, let not our will, but your will be done in the lives of our children. And so, Father, today I lift up parents who may be under stress, oh God, fathers, mothers who are under stress, Father God, in the name of Jesus, who may be ill in their bodies, Father God. I ask you for healing to come. Release the pressure, Father God. Any that are cast down, oh God, that are suppressed or depressed or oppressed, oh God, any parents, oh God, I ask you, Lord, to remove the depression, suppression, oppression from them in the name of Jesus, and teach them about your joy in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I just thank you for parents in the name of Jesus taking on responsibility for their children, oh God. And I thank you for removing the pressures of life for them, Father God, that they may teach the children, by example, oh God, how to live a daily life, a righteous life in you, Father God. That parents may be good examples before the children, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I just thank you in the name of Jesus for provision for parents, for the children, for themselves, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for paying house note, rent, places for them to live, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for safe neighborhoods, Father God, throughout the United States, throughout the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up those parents who don't have a place for their children to live, who live on the streets, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for protecting them and providing places for them to live, safe places, oh God, providing healthy food, oh God. Every time we eat, oh God, I thank you for those feeding people supernaturally, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, it's nothing impossible to you. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or even imagine that you can do, because you are great, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who do not know you in the pardon of their sins, I ask you for salvation to come forth in households today, Father God. Oh, Father God, you be their hope, you be their joy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. All those who seemingly are in dark places, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bind the hand of Satan that would try to keep them in those places, oh God. And we say, let your light come forth, oh God, that they may know your truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they might accept you as Lord and Savior of their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even those people who have accepted you, oh God, and may be going through different trials in their lives, oh God. You said trials come to make us stronger. And so I thank you for strengthening every father, every mother, and the children, oh God. And Father, as the children go to school every day, I thank you for protecting them in the classrooms, in the lunchroom, on the playground, in the hallways, everywhere they go, in the bathrooms, oh God. I thank you for proper supervision for our children on the streets, oh God. Proper supervision in the school. Proper supervision in the communities, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that what you're doing in what for what you're doing in families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, so many of our children are sick. Some are in the hospitals, oh God. Some have been sick all of their lives, oh God. So, Father God, let them know what it is to be well, Father God. Touch their bodies today. You are a great healer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you sent the word and healed them, so send the word and heal our children. You are a balm in Gilead, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we decree and declare that our children would not take harmful medicine that would make them worse. But in the name of Jesus, I thank you for touching their little bodies with your high right hand, your strong arm, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you today for what you're doing in the lives of our children, oh God. Remove fear from them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, be our children's refuge, our family's refuge. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, O Most High. And we thank you for boys to men and girls to ladies, that our children will grow up knowing about you, knowing your ways, and having a relationship with you. In the name of Jesus, like Daniel, as children, they will be faithful to you. Like Samuel, all the days of their lives, O God, they will be faithful, faithful servants. They will serve you with good hearts, O God. They will serve you with good attitudes, Father God. They will be sensitive to your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for using our children in the name to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, and for protection and safety, watching over them, O God. May they grow up and live out their purpose and live long, fruitful lives. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. I decree and declare that our children will not hang on the corners, the crack house, the prostitution houses. They will not die out early, O God, but they will live all of their days in the name of Jesus. We bless and honor you, O Most High. So today on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, we have been studying about God's Word and how he honors his word above his name, and so do we. God's word is very, very, very important, and we must read it and study it every day. God tells us in his word to study his word so we are pleasing to him. We have been reading, learning the books of the Bible and where they are found, and different things about the Bible. One of the books we've been studying in is in Proverbs, and that's in the Old Testament. And we've started out learning that, you know, the Old Testament is 39 books in the Old Testament, and it's 27 in the New, 66 in all. So we've also learned that the first five books are called the Pentateuch, and they are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. I will never forget. I was teaching some children in a Wednesday night Bible study, and they were different ages, but the youngest was about 4 years old, three, four. I think she was four, and she couldn't even recognize her name, but she was very smart. I had some little cards, and each card had 39 for the books of the Bible in the Old Testament, little bitty cards, and I had 27 with the names of the books of the Bible taped on them. And then I had Bibles for each child, and so I showed them how to match the little cards with the table of contents Bible, the table of contents, the books of the Bible. And we did that every Wednesday night, and that little girl, she could say Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and recognize them in order and out of order before she could even write or spell her own name, before she could recognize her name. Whatever we teach our children, they are brilliant. God has made brilliant children. They are able to learn. You know, he deposited brilliance on the inside of them. So we want to make sure that they're using that brilliance in the right direction. And it's, you know, teaching them God's word is a great thing to do, because they will grow up being children of integrity. They won't have to be watched. You know, you could tell them, you know, go clean up your room. You won't have to stand over, they're not going to shove it all in the closet. They will go in there. You know, of course, we have to teach them first. We have to teach them how to organize their closets, how to sweep the floor, how to vacuum the floor. I've seen 3- and 4-year-old children do that. They can pick up their toys at an early age. We can teach them how to be disciplined, you know, so that they're not sloughing off at school. Whatever we teach them at home, they're going to do it at school. So we teach them organization at home. When they go to school, they're going to know organization. They'll know how to manage different things, how to manage their studies, how to study, and, you know, how to put things in order. Now, the next set of books that we were studying about were called the historical books, and it's 12 of those books, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. And, you know, I can remember teaching children in Sunday school, there was a song about the books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. And young children can learn those songs. Young children. I used to work in the nursery one time at a church, and the parents would bring them in. They were 1 year old to 4 years old. They bring them in with pacifiers. I said, they're not going to need those pacifiers. They're going to sing. And they look at me and they say, Sister G, they can't even talk. How are they going to sing? I kid you not. Not too long, they were coming to me, telling me that their children were singing the songs at home that we were singing every time. And they were amazed, but I wasn't, because I know the mighty God was working through me to help the children. And the Spirit of God was being deposited on the inside of those children as we sang, as we told them stories about David and Goliath and did little things with them to help, songs and clapping of the hands. Babies can learn. The youngest I remember teaching was about 2 weeks old. And when she got to be a year old, her parents, her mother brought her to Sunday school, and she says, what's that song you all teaching her? The child never spoke a word in class, never opened her mouth, except she cried if she needed her diaper changed or she wanted her bottle, and we would hold her, change her diaper, but she never spoke a word. But at home, she sang those songs. She remembered what we were teaching her. Now, you know, the third things that we were learning is called the third set of books in the Bible. Poetical books, and that's five books are in the books of poetry. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. We've been studying those. So far, we've completed our study in Proverbs chapter 1 through chapter 3, and we're almost finished with Proverbs 4. Now, you know, Proverbs is a collection of moral and religious maxims. Now, a maximum is just a rule of conduct. You know, when I was going to school, we would get conduct grades on how to behave, how we behaved. And my mother was a very smart woman. She knew how to nip things in the bud, how to look ahead and stop things before they happen. So I was thinking, you know, after I went to school, I thought my mother had gone to work. My mother would show up at the school, and she would say, you know, I'm Caritha's mother, and she's never been a problem in school. But if she begins to give you any problems, you know, we don't have a phone, but here's, you know, send me a note. She will give it to me. You don't have to worry. She's not going to throw it away or hide it. She will give it to me. So thank God my teacher never had to write a negative note about me. I'm so happy about that. Because my mother didn't play when it came to education. She said, oh, no, you go to school to learn. You go to school to pay attention to your teachers. Whatever your teachers tell you, you do it. So, you know, I appreciate my mom and my dad. They talk to me just like Solomon's parents talked to him. So Solomon, you know, told his son, he said, you know, I want you to be a wise young man. And, you know, he says, wisdom, knowledge, and the ability to discern inner qualities and relationships, insight and good sense. That's what wisdom is. Wisdom is knowledge, ability to discern inner qualities and relationships, insights and good sense. You ever, you know, sometimes people say, you better use good sense. Good common sense is what they tell you. Now, also, he taught his son to have temperance. What is temperance? Moderation in action, thought, or feeling, restraint. You know, you ever seen some children, they'll have no restraint. Just whatever they want to do, they want to slide on the floor, they want to talk out in school, whatever they want to do, they're just allowed to do it. But that gets you in trouble when you don't have temperance. You have to learn self-control. All right, he told his son about justice. What is justice? to judge the administration of the law. You know, some people say, oh, but that's not fair. You know, well, hey, some things doesn't seem fair. All right. Also in Proverbs chapter 1, Solomon told his son to fear God and to listen to your parents and to be wise. You know that wisdom is important. Then in Proverbs chapter 2, Solomon taught his son Rehoboam to use wisdom with promises, which promise godliness. He gave his son and us today direction. You know, a lot of kids don't have direction. They don't know what to do first, what to do second, what to do third. They don't know which way to go, what not to do, what to do. They have no direction. But, you know, as adults, as parents, God wants us to teach our children direction. Direction. And really, the direction he wants us to give them is leading them in the paths of righteousness, leading them in right ways, right things, teaching them to do the right thing. Now, you know, a lot of times people will tell their children, don't you lie. Don't you lie to me. But they'll lie in front of their children. But we have to be good examples. They may tell the children, when we go here, we're not going to tell them, you know, this. Like for instance, Abraham lied when they asked him, who Sarah was, his wife. He said that was his sister. So, you know, we have to learn to tell the truth. And my parents, you know, told me all the time, make sure you tell me the truth. And, oh, my God, I hated the belt. So, you know, I said to myself one day, I said, I'm going to tell the truth no matter what. Now, not that I didn't lie. Oh, yeah, sometimes when I was in fear and I felt I was going to get a whipping, yes, indeed, I didn't tell the truth. But, you know, a lot of times I had to go back and say, Mama, she said, I already know you didn't tell the truth. I knew you was lying. Oh, my God, that thing hurt me when I would lie to my parents. It really bothered me. So, you know, we have to learn to tell the truth. And however we are, you know, we can tell our children, don't smoke, don't drink. But if we're doing it, guess what they're going to do? They may follow right in your footsteps. And sometimes they may say, mm-mm, I don't want to go that way. I remember when I grew up, I lived across the street from a moonshine house. On Friday evening, around 4 or 5 o'clock, until Sunday morning, about 4 or 5 o'clock, they cut up, they acted so bad, I thought they had a mental problem. I said, these people are crazy. I don't ever want to drink. And do you know that deterred me from drinking? When I smell some alcohol, I'm like, ooh, turn my stomach. So certain things in life can teach you, don't do this or don't do that or do this, go that way instead of this way. And Father God, you know, even if when you're young, he speaks to children. Yes, he does. He spoke to Samuel. He called him. He said, Samuel, Samuel. Even before Samuel knew his voice, he spoke to Samuel as a child. But, you know, his mother had prepared him and Eli had worked with him. And so Eli was over Samuel, and he told him, when you hear that voice again, you say, yes, Lord, thy servant heareth. So Samuel was very obedient. He did what God told him to do, and God used him mightily. He was one of the faithful kings. So Solomon told his son in Proverbs, the third chapter, he taught his son to remember God's laws and keep them in your heart. You know, when you keep God's law in your heart, it's not going to be easy for you to sin against God, not at all. So in Proverbs 4, chapter 4, which we studied last week, Solomon teaches his children. Now, remember before he kept saying, son, my son, don't forget wisdom, knowledge, understand, my son in chapter 2, my son, chapter 3, my son. Now when he gets to chapter 4, he says, his children. So I want you to listen. This is Proverbs. If you have a Bible near you, you can pick it up and follow with me. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1. Hear ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to knowing understanding. Verse 2, Proverbs 4. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Let thine heart retain my words. In other words, remember what I'm teaching you. Keep my commandments and live. Verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Verse 6, forsake her not. What is he telling us? Forsake not wisdom. He called wisdom a she, and she shall preserve you. Love her, and she shall keep you. Wisdom, love wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Verse 8, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Verse 9, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Verse 10, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. That's a promise. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Now, look in verse 13. This is where we're going to start today with our teaching. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. I'm going to read again. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is your life. And you know, Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived. So, of course, he would know how to teach his son. He asked God for wisdom. So he said, look, take hold. In other words, don't let go of what I'm teaching you. I'm giving you some instructions that will carry you throughout your whole life. Not only will they carry you through, if you follow them, you will have long life. 14, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not the way of evil men. You know, he's teaching his son, listen, what I'm teaching you is valuable. There are paths that lead to death. There are paths that, you know, wicked people, those evil people, those mean people who do bad things. You know, son, when you listen, you know, our children now, a lot of them listen to the news. And they hear all the stuff that's going on in the world. So Solomon is telling his son, you know, it's a lot of wicked, evil people. When you look, you know, people nowadays, they're snatching children. They're taking them away from their parents. Sometimes parents never see their kids again. Sometimes they find them dead. These are evil people. He says, stay away from them. So if his son was learning in every chapter what he was teaching him, how to discern, he would know those evil people, and he will stay away from them. He'll say, okay, wait a minute. Something ain't right about that man. Something ain't right about that woman. They will know. Our children would know if we teach them, and if we pray for discernment, that they would discern, you know, be sensitive to God's spirit, and they can, you know when somebody's evil. When somebody would harm them, they would know, and they would go away from them. They would not follow after that person. So, you know, Solomon was wise. He knew what to teach his son now. He knew what to teach his children because he didn't always follow wisdom. So he knew the pitfalls of life. So he wanted his son to avoid the pitfalls of life. So he was teaching him. He said, okay, you know, I'm going to help you. Avoid these pitfalls. Enter not the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. So he was wise to teach his son at an early age. Solomon knew that he wouldn't be with his son forever, and his son wasn't going to be with him forever. You know, when I was younger, my parents probably didn't know this when I was a baby, but my sister was in need. She needed me to come and stay with her and help her with her children, and she wasn't feeling well. And when I was 12 years old, I left home to stay with my older sister. Now, good thing my parents had instilled a lot in me, because I had to be like a mother to her children, help her take care of them because she didn't feel well. Now, had my parents not instilled truth, honesty, integrity within me, you know, I probably would have went there and told her, you don't tell me what to do, you know, come up against her and all of that. My mother told me, whatever your sister tells you to do, you make sure you do that. So, you know, during that time, parents taught us how to respect the older children. And, you know, it really helped me in life, even helped me to, you know, even the older people in the neighborhood. You know, my parents used to tell me, you know, if Miss Mamie or you know, Miss Mosby, those who are the older people in the neighborhood, they tell you to do something, I bet you better do it. They have permission to spank you. And there was no such thing as child abuse. They didn't think about harming us. They would get on us and they would tell our parents. And, you know, we had that kind of overseeing, and that kept us alive because everybody in the neighborhood will watch over us. So Solomon is telling his son, now listen, you stay on the right path. Avoid those evil people. He said, my son, listen and accept what I'm telling you. If you do, you're going to avoid the pitfalls of life. You know, he says he's guiding you on decent paths. You know, there's some indecent people in this world. You have to teach your children to look out for them. When you walk, you know, you won't be hampered. Even if you run, you won't stumble. So he said, cling to discipline. Do not relax your grip on discipline. Keep it because it is your life. Do not stray off the path onto the path of the wicked. Stay on the right path. And, you know, if you teach your children what the right path is, now they may stray some, but they're going to come back on that path. Sometimes children become prodigal children, but guess what? They don't have to. Samuel was never a prodigal son. Daniel was never a prodigal son. So there are children who don't stray. They stay on the straight and narrow. Now, I didn't say they were perfect. They make mistakes, but their intention is to stay on the right path, because they were taught as a child, and they had obedience. Their parents taught them obedience and trained them up in the way they should go. So he's telling his son, avoid these evil people. Don't even go near them. Turn away from them and keep on walking. Wicked people cannot sleep unless they do wrong. Isn't that awful? Wicked people stay up half the night trying to do something wrong. And they are robbed of their sleep. They can't sleep because they have done so much evil, it plagues them. Just stay on their mind. They can't sleep unless they make someone stumble. You know, as children, you know, you ever seen a mean child? I've seen children that were so mean in school. They stick out their foot when another child was walking. A child trip over them, fall, hurt themselves. Or they may, you know, pinch another child or punch him just for no reason, just for meanness. And a lot of times if parents don't put the check on that, they grow up to be adults just like that. They grow up to be mean, evil, wicked adults. So if parents don't check us and say, okay, wait a minute, my child is getting, so they're telling lies. They were supposed to be home from school at 3:30, and I said, ask them where they went. And they didn't tell, they told me somewhere else. But Miss So-and-so called me from two blocks away and said they saw you over there. So you know what? We have to check our children and let them know you can't do wrong and get by. My parents used to tell me what's done in the dark going to come to the light. So tell the truth and do the right thing. Well, you know, Solomon continues to teach his son, and he tells him, he said, you know, don't go the path of the wicked people. Avoid it, pass by it. Don't go that way. You know, there are some people in this world just so mean and evil and cruel, and you don't want to go that way. He said, you know, wicked people can't sleep unless they're doing something wrong. They're studying evil. Study evil. Teach your children to study evil. When you see them, you know, getting into trouble, stop them. And don't uphold your children in unrighteousness. You know, I've seen people, I taught school for many years, and I saw many people. They would come to the school, and I said, well, you know, your son and your daughter did. Oh, no, my child wouldn't do that. Well, they weren't there. I saw their child do it, and they're going to tell me I'm lying, and I'm looking at them. Do not uphold your children in evil. When someone tells you, you know, say, yes, you know, they're human. They you know, it's a possibility they could have done it. And even if your children tell you, that teacher lying on me, check it out. Check it out. My parents, I never heard them go against my teachers. Never. As far as I knew, the teacher was always right. Now, they may have said something in private to them, but they never let me know. Never. So don't uphold your child in wrong. That's how a lot of children are in prison. Then you got to, once you start upholding them in wrong, you got to keep doing that. You got to keep on doing that all their lives. Eventually, you got to go get them out the correction center. Then you got to go get them out the jail. Then you got to go get them out prison. And, you know, let them suffer the consequences for what they did. So that way they can learn, that's not the right thing to do. My mother or my father will discipline me. And, you know, the Bible says if you beat them with the rod, guess what? It says it won't kill them. Now, the law nowadays say, you know, you can't beat them. But guess what? If you don't, guess who gonna beat them with the billy club? The police, the popo. That's what the children call them now, the popo. So Solomon was teaching his son so that he wouldn't be picked up by the popo, so that he would live a decent and a righteous life. So in chapter 4, verse 17, he said, you know, the wicked people, those people, they eat the bread of wickedness and they drink the wine of violence. Can you imagine? Always studying evil and performing it. Always doing violent things. You know, you look at the news, sometimes people are shooting people just for the fun of it. No reason. Person haven't done nothing. They don't even know them. Just drive-by shooting. So we want to teach our children the right way. But the path of justice is the shining light. And that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So Solomon is teaching his son how to live a life. Teach your children how to live. But, of course, first we got to know how to live, right? And how do we know how to live? God's word. He teaches fathers what to do, mothers what to do, how to live. He said, you know, train up your child in the way they should go. But, of course, at first, you got to be trained. You have to be trained. We have to be trained. So that's the only way we can train our children. And, you know, sometimes they don't have to be your birth children. They can be children in the neighborhood. We were corrected by everybody. The pastor could correct you at the church. The people at the church, the people on the corner, the people next door, everybody, you know, and they tell your mother, you know, oh, you know, so-and-so did. They tell them good things, too. They would tell them good things. You know, they say, oh, you know, you have a good son or you have a good daughter. They were well-behaved. They went to that baseball game, and they never did anything out of order. They behaved. They had fun, but they behaved themselves. So Solomon tells his son, listen, I don't want you to, you know, to go the wicked way. He said in verse 20, my son, attend unto my words, incline thine ear to my sayings. Listen to what I'm telling you, because it's going to be life to you. 21, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. keep your eyes on the righteous path. That way, you will live a long life. You won't have a perfect life, but all of that grief from violence and, you know, taking an eye, doing, you know, a lot of children are vindictive. They think somebody did something to them, so they're going to do, you know, study how to do something back to them. And the other child may not have done anything to them. I can remember teaching, and a parent came to me and told me when I was out sick one time that my students were throwing rocks and hitting her child and spitting on her. It was the girls. I said, oh, no, 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 don't worry, ma'am. It will not occur again. I had to deal with that. I didn't like it that I had to deal sternly with them. But I tell you, it worked. It worked. So discipline works. You don't always have to even spank them. I didn't spank them. I took their playtime away, and they were second graders, and they did not like that. They did not like it at all. So I took their playtime away for several weeks. And when they went back to play, I tell you what, they treated that little girl like they were best friends. I never heard another negative thing. So sometimes we have to, you know, apply discipline even when we don't want to. So Solomon says, keep it in your heart, son. You know, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips far from you. So, you know, Solomon knew what to teach his son. He said, guard your heart more than anything else. Guard your heart. Because the source of life flows from your heart. Remove dishonesty from your mouth. Put deceptive speech away from your lips. In other words, you know, don't try to deceive me. Don't try to deceive other people. Be honest. Be, you know, don't be deceptive. Don't try to deceive people and make them think one thing when it's another way. Let your eyes look straight ahead and you and your sight be focused in front of you. In other words, don't be trying to run and look behind you because you've done something you ain't had no business doing and now you're getting in trouble. Keep your eyes straight ahead on the straight path. Carefully walk on the straight path. And all your ways will be secure. In other words, when you're doing the right thing, you ain't out here, you know, stealing from other people. You don't have to be keep watching out. Oh, Lord, here come the police. Oh, I'm in trouble. No, you can walk straight ahead. You don't have to keep watching over your back all the time from doing the wrong thing. Do not lean to the right or to the left. Walk away from evil. Walk away from it. I'll never forget, my father used to tell me, we'd be going down the street sometime, and it was a big crowd, looked like the ambulance or somebody was over there. He said, sugar, don't go the way you see these crowds go. When you see a crowd like that, go the other way. Because that's how he see a lot of people get hurt like that. They get stabbed or shot when they go into the midst of all these big crowds. He always taught me to go the other way. So now that I've learned, I not only go the other way, but I start saying a prayer for what's happening. When I see the police, you know, a lot of police around or people all in the street or a neighborhood roped off, a street roped off, I start praying for them. Lord, send help. Lord, help them. Let no one be killed, no one be shot, stabbed, or hurt, oh God. Put peace in that area, oh God. So I learned to pray for situations that I see. When I see an ambulance going, I say, Lord, whomever they're taking care of, oh God, let them not get in an accident. Let them get to their destination safely. Keep the person, you know, well and alive, oh God. If they need oxygen or whatever, let them apply what's needed. So, you know, those are the righteous path. That keeps our mind focused off of evil things. God is bringing our attention to have sharp discernment, to learn, to pay attention to things around us. So, you know, we're finishing Proverbs chapter 4. Next week, we'll be on Proverbs chapter 5. So go back and study Proverbs 1, 2, 3, and 4. Read it to your children. Help them to understand. But first get an understanding yourself about what Solomon was talking about. You know, the tests are coming up. The state tests are coming up for our children. So it's almost closing time. I went a little bit over. Sometimes I get kind of wound up or excited. But testing time, the FCAT is coming up in Florida. And all over the United States, our children are beginning to take the state test. So I want to pray for our children, for the state test, and for, you know, their health, their healing, and so forth. So if you'll pray with me, I appreciate it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just come before your holy presence today, and I thank you for children, oh God, our boys to men, our girls to ladies, those that are growing up, maturing in you, those that will come later and grow up and mature in you. I lift them up today and their families, oh God. I pray health and healing over our children, oh God. Any asthma during this season, oh God, any bronchial attacks, oh God, any flu symptoms, Father God, any fever, any little colds the children are going through, I ask you to be their healer, oh God. Touch their bodies, particularly during this time because they need to be in school, oh God, prepared for the FCAT, oh God. I pray, Father God, that they will use strategies that they've learned during the study of the test and throughout their school years, oh God, that they will use strategies on how to complete the test, how to do the test, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for removing fear from them. And those that would have upset stomachs during this time, settle their little stomachs. Remove headaches from them from fear, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that our children are 10 times smarter than their friends and that they will make outstanding grades, that the grades will go up in the name. The test scores will be high this year, higher than ever. And every year the test scores will get higher and higher, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for our children being successful, oh God. I thank you that our children will have courage every day when they go in to take the test. They will go in knowing that they know that they know that they know that they know in the name of Jesus, and they will apply what they've already learned, oh God. And Father God, as they sit there and as they say to you, oh God, help, help them, Father God. And so I cry out for our children today for you to help them, oh God, as they're sitting there, Father God. Bring to their remembrance things that they've studied as they look over the test and even things that they have not studied, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for them being able to figure out some things, oh God, being able to discern certain things and put things together in the name of Jesus on every part of the written part of the test, oh God, where they have to write essays, Father God. I thank you in the name of Jesus that those essays would be done correctly, oh God, that they would put the right punctuation, they would write paragraphs, oh God, and that their writing would make sense, oh God, where they have to do the math part of the social studies part, oh God. Bring to their remembrance everything that they have studied, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even what their parents had helped them with at home, those parents who are not able to help them, oh God, provide help for the children, oh God, whether they need tutors, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for every child being successful, not one child failing the FCAT, oh God, in the name of Jesus, not one child failing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for our children being promoted and successful, oh God, that they will receive success after success, year after year, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you for protection, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as they go home, as they're on the riding the school bus, the bicycles, cars, or walking, protect them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come up against our children as they're going home, as they're going to school, as they're at home. So many of our children, Father God, are latchkey kids. Their parents are working, and they have to go home and be by themselves. But I thank you that you are with them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I just bless you and honor you for what you're going to be doing for our children during this season, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you for hearing and answering this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, It is closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We are glad you joined us. And someone, 904-607, you came on. You pressed 1, so I'm putting you live on the air. You are live. Did you want to say something?
This is Brother Stewart. Sister Stewart, husband, I just thank God for being able to be in today. Thank God for the word that came forth today.
You know, amen, amen. I thank God for you being on. How you doing, Brother Stewart?
I'm doing real good, sister. Yes. You are so blessed today. The Lord was with you today, and I received it today.
Amen. You are an encouragement to me. I thank God for you being on. Thank God for your wife being on. I see her also on.
Yeah, she was also on, and she encouraged me, and I'm glad. I wouldn't miss this for $1 million today. I'm glad to get the encouragement today, and I received it today, and it was talking about a spiritual man today, and we got to get the spiritual man in us as a father and mothers to also teach the children. And a spiritual man to me is a sound man. A sound man is when you could be wherever you are, and you can still have the glory of God with you wherever you go. Because children nowadays, if they don't have it in them in schools, they'll be with that girl and they'll say, you'll be green. Green is trying to be odd, being like somebody else. And if you be green, you're not going to be in Jesus. You got to be in Jesus. You don't want to wear that little short dress and your mother teach you to wear your dress down to your knees. You want to be in Jesus Christ. You don't want your son being to know Jesus Christ, and then when they get in school around the building, they're shooting crap. You want to be saying, hey, I got to go home because I need the word of God to stay in me. It's got to be rooted in you. And
amen,
I want to thank God for
amen.
You today. And I received that today, you know, continue to tell our children about Jesus Christ. And like you say, we can't spare the rod. Sometimes we spare the rod by giving them money and say, go ahead on about your business. We're just leading them out to the wilderness to do what they want to do. But we got to hold on to God's word. When they want to give in to them, we can't give in to them. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for the word. Amen. And I'll just be telling Sister Stewart when I can get a chance to get on. I appreciate it, and I'm encouraged by your words today. Amen.
Amen. You encourage me, man of God. I thank God for you. Come on anytime.
Amen. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Well, it is closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We're glad you joined us. I love each of you. God loves you more. Look forward to being with you next week, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Have a God-filled evening, the rest of it. A God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. God loves you, and so do I. All right. And don't forget about the Saturday morning show, Bible Storyland, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So this Saturday we'll be on. It will be Senior Citizens Day this Saturday. So come and join us with the seniors. All right, God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.